What's going on?
Yeah, we're playing at a private party. It's a it's a big event for our awesome friend John's birthday. So we're playing with the whole band with drums, bass, and keys, and little kids will be dancing.
Is it outside?
No, it's actually it's gonna be at Joe's on the waterfront, but it's unfortunate. Well,
that's nice though.
No, it's gonna be awesome. Obviously, we would love to invite all the radio listeners, but
private party.
You'll be a tee from the Pool Boys. Yeah, tees, and we're doing some songs too.
All right, well,
Pool Boys.
That's very exciting. I asked you about the outside because it's an unusually cool day outside, but it's partly cloudy, so it'd be really nice to do something. At least you're by the waterfront. That's really nice.
Oh, I think it'll be awesome. We're really good friends with the host of the event, and I think it's going to be really special. Jasmine is really great friends with his daughter.
Ah, Jasmine, your daughter, yeah. She's growing up. My God. Crazy. Crazy.
I know.
All right. Well, listen, always nice to talk to you guys, especially on the occasion when you've got new music coming out. But first of all, for people who haven't heard from you before, even though you've been in studio with us a couple of times and we love to play your music, just tell everybody sort of quick bulleted who you are, when you met, when the band started, all of that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, we went back in the early 2000s. And we were both doing solo stuff. I was kind of folk, and Dave was doing more like rock and blues. And it was one of these things where Dave was like, "Wow, I really like that folk you're doing." And I was like, "Oh, I really like that rock and blues."
I see something good brewing there, huh?
And I was kind of like the old Reese's Peanut Butter commercial where you're like, "You put your chocolate in my peanut butter. My peanut butter in your chocolate. It's delicious." I don't know. We started melding our styles, and we really psyched about how we could just each bring something really unique to what the other one was doing and create something that was really special.
So not only are you a duo, a band, but you're a married couple with the aforementioned Jasmine, your daughter. So the whole thing just changed your lives. And here we are 20 some odd years later, right? How did that happen? And what number album is this for you? What's the new CD?
I guess it's our third official album together. We had a couple of underground albums too.
EPs.
And EPs and stuff like that. That's right.
And this one is called Vagabonds and Angels. Explain, please.
Vagabonds and Angels.
Yeah.
Well, so it's really a collection of stories, and some of them were written while we were traveling on the road, and also written while we were playing. And like, we always just try to perform in all types of unusual situations too, whether it's street performing or I know we played at this in the mountains in this eco village, and it just seems like wherever we went, we would meet really interesting, amazing people on their different journeys. And it's a hard world out there. People are struggling with all kinds of different things, and just being able to get to know people, talk to them, hear their stories, share with them both musically and just, spirit-wise, really helped inspire this album and just helped inspire us.
Yeah. Well, thank you, because I understand fully now. I mean, the Vagabonds really are you guys, and the Angels could be the folks that you came across in your travels. So I love that. I love that.
Yeah, definitely met so many angels.
So, when is the official release of this album? Or is it already out? I don't think it is.
No. We have one track left to finish mixing. Everything's mixed by awesome Peter Sherry McSurvive Ignacio, and pretty much this one track that we're finishing up. We actually wrote during the pandemic, and I thought that it would be really cool to add it on because it kind of deals with a lot of stuff that we and other people that we knew were dealing with during the pandemic, and maybe tie it together. But it's a little it's a little non-traditional. We wrote it actually with synth.
And a drum machine.
Originally, we had a drum machine, and we were just like jamming out. Dave was playing synth. I was, we were both singing, and we had the drum machine going. And I recorded on the cell phone, and then I kept listening to it. I couldn't get out of my head. So finally, it was like long because when you're just jamming out, you do like 20 minutes or something. So we had to take the time and go through and, pick our favorite parts and all this kind of stuff and try to recreate the counterpoint, which we did at the time, which we had like a devil of a time trying to recreate because sometimes things just happen. They're like magically happen. You're like, how the hell we did that? But anyway, oh my God, we're like, how did that work? Because we have like... Yeah, we had like voices weaving in and out of each other and all this stuff. But anyway, we sent it to Pepe, the drummer on the record, and he put in these awesome drum parts because it sounds much better with like real drums, not just the drum track that we recorded it to. So now that's like the last thing. We're trying to figure out how to mix it and also maybe... It's still a little bit long, but I don't know.
I can say the following. First of all, it's so interesting always to hear artists talk about their process, and it's always so similar with everybody. It's like, yeah, we've got the song, we're working on it, and I know, and you do, that you'll finally come to a place where you can, finalize that, master it, and it'll come out. But true or false, you guys, and be honest, these songs are never done. True or false? They're never done.
I feel like certain songs are done.
Really?
The songs I sent you are done.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I think there's...
Well, yeah, it's just a placement issue because it's a long song and it has a lot of drums at the beginning and end, and it's in the middle of the record.
Mm.
We're thinking of putting it, so we're like, oh, maybe we should make it a little shorter.
Well, are you going to need a radio edit? Because I know a DJ that would want to play it, and, how long are we talking?
How long is it, Dave? Is it like 7 minutes right now?
Oh! Take the drums out at the end. it's like
well, when you guys come back in here, you can play it live, and you can take all the time you want.
That'd be awesome, actually.
It would.
I would welcome that challenge.
What's a good length of time for a radio edit?
Oh, let's see. If we went back to 1950, probably 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Now,
I used to 2 to 3 songs.
Yeah.
4 songs.
Yeah, I know it. I know.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
But whatever. I can't wait to hear it.
Have a commercial.
I can't wait to hear it because right when you mentioned that Dave was playing synths, I'm like, wow, will his surprises never end? I mean, I know Dave is a great guitar player and you're doing synths too, and I can't wait to hear it. That sounds really. What's the name of it, or haven't you decided on that either?
I want to call it Careful Out There.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to call it Careful Out There.
Okay. All right, I can't wait. All right, so you did mention that you sent me 2 songs that are finished, even though I don't believe you, but they're finished. And there's 2 of them. I want to play them both. And let's talk about the first one that we've got. It's called Linger Like a Ghost. And tell me about the inspiration for Linger Like a Ghost. It's such a right away, at least I do, I think of like kind of a moody kind of a song because of ghosts. You know, tell us about the inspiration for this song.
Oh, that was a song. That song actually was written over the course of like several years. We just kept coming back to it because we were really captivated by this idea of transformation. I guess it's kind of fascinating to consider that for example, the amount of water in the world, on the earth, hasn't really changed since, you know, the beginning of time, since the earth, you know, was formed and the water formed. Like, once in a while you get a little more water with lightning storms and everything, but it just changes form. So the water that you're drinking in your glass, like, molecules of that, maybe we're running through a dinosaur's veins, and later on, you know, we're growing up, you know, on a mountaintop in, you know, Switzerland, where people were running to escape the war, and just the idea that, you know, everything that was ever here is still here and will still be here, you know, far into the distant future, really until the end of time. It's just all constantly changing form. And so I thought that was just kind of a fascinating concept.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're really connected in ways that we never normally consider.
I never considered that, but I mean, it's giving me like chills to think that, you know, the glass of water I had this morning might have, you know, been through some Tyrannosaurus Rex's veins, like you said. I mean, right? Maybe it just all does get recycled, and we're just recycled too. That's quite a concept.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so that's Linger Like a Ghost, and the other one is called Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do. I love the title. I mean, it evokes all kinds of things. But Lisa, I think you told me you had a funny story about this one.
Oh, Dave, you want to tell a story?
Oh, yeah. When we were in the studio with this one, it was actually a song I wrote on banjo. And we were in the studio, and I was doing it with the bass player, and he was doing this almost like drums and bass type bass part. And I was like, man, I can't play along with that. And I was like, what are you doing? And then finally, I got him to change it, and I still couldn't play along with like what he was doing. And then, but then I went home, and I actually like loved the part, the original part he did. And I couldn't get it out of my head.
You became obsessed.
Yeah, I became obsessed with it. So then I started adding like a Rhodes to it, and like I had some synth to it, and added this like dotted eighth, like U2 style guitar to it. And then it started like taking a new form. It started as like a bluegrass song,
but now it's completely not. You'll see. And then he had me add these harmonies, and we were working on it, and it's still didn't like even seem finished to me. You know, I was like, oh, it's just not finished. And then we were just like messing around because we were, you know, overdubbing in our apartment. And Dave just like, he started doing this like spoken word thing over it, you know, just like maybe kind of to be funny. But I was like, yes, that's it. We need a spoken word. And Dave was like, okay. So then I just like, you know, took over, and I just started just making up this spoken word thing, and it's kind of funny because it's like for a little while after that, for like a couple of weeks after that, I was like, I don't know, maybe I need to like change the spoken word thing so that it's like, you know, I always kind of sometimes, you know, don't trust anything if it comes too easy, you know. Oh, I need to make it like make more sense and this and that. But then, like, everything else I came up with like wasn't as good as what we came up with that day. We're just like, you know what? Oh. That's just the inspiration of it. It kind of, and then we realized it does definitely work with the rest of the song. Like, it all does tie in. You just need to like think about it for a little bit. So, anyway,
wow. Well, I mean, I'm impressed by the process and also just the passion. I mean, it seems like when you guys sort of get the itch to write again, which probably never ends, it consumes you in such a great way. And I appreciate sort of a look into what an artist goes through, and you know what these songs mean to you. And I have to wonder, you know, you've got your young daughter. What is she doing while you guys are so impassioned about trying to finish these songs? Is she old enough to sort of be involved? Does she know what you're doing? What is her input, if any?
Well, let's see. Jazzy, she's very creative. Jazzy loves drawing, so she's always drawing, and it's really cute because she's like, while she's drawing, she's either singing our songs or she sings a lot of songs of like, because we take her to a lot of shows, so of local people that we love, like Susan Levine, Danielle Moralia, Lisa Bastoni. Sarah Levesque. Yeah, she used to sing their songs. And it's kind of funny, though, because sometimes she gets the words a little wrong or something. You know, she doesn't understand, like, some of the complicated references or something. So she makes up her own thing. But
has she shown any interest in playing an instrument at all? Playing?
Yeah, I mean, I've been teaching her some keys. And she's doing really good.
She can play
Drop to Jupiter on the piano.
Okay.
And she's been through a few piano workbooks. I've been doing a little ukulele with her. I think I started ukulele with her a little young because she didn't have the finger strength, and it's really hard for her to get clean notes on a stringed instrument. You know, you really have to press down hard, and you have to kind of maneuver your finger so that it doesn't mute out the other strings.
Right, but sure.
She's getting it. We were working on the ukulele the other day. And then her friend Elsa plays the viola and a couple other instruments, too, and the clarinet. So she was actually busking with Elsa the other day. Yeah. It was really cute.
It sounds like I'm going to have to consider debuting Elsa and Jazzy's first collaboration in a couple of years here at WMFO. Live in the studio, I think.
That'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. I'm so glad to know that she's so involved with you guys, and she sees you doing it all the time. I'm so glad that, because music, I think, for a child is a fantastic thing to have. So that's cool. That's cool. All right, so you were mentioning some of your favorite artists, and I know that you've got a couple of upcoming shows. Let's just talk about those a little bit. I was happy to see you guys at the Burren a couple of months ago, and you're going to be back there again. It's next Saturday, the 25th at noon, with Emily and Lily. Tell us about Emily and Lily.
Oh, yeah. Emily and Lily are awesome. We know Emily because we did a concert with her out on the Cape. That's how we met her.
Beautiful.
We really fell in love with each other's music. Emily's just a sweetheart. She's a just kind and wonderful person as well. But she writes beautiful songs, amazing voice, and beautiful guitar playing. So we'll probably be doing some collaboration. Emily used to live in the Northeast, and we did several shows with her when she did live in the Northeast. Now she's moved to Colorado, she's tearing it up out there. She's doing tons of shows out there. So next time we go on tour, I think we're gonna do some collaboration out there as well.
I think you should. So that's 6:25 next week, a noontime show with Emily and Lily. And there's a Sunday residency that you guys have at the iconic Plow and Stars in Cambridge also. You're back there again on Sunday, July 10th with Mr. Mike Hastings. I love the Plow.
That's awesome. Yeah, we feel so lucky to have Sunday residency at the Plow. It's so much fun.
And the Plow is just so steeped in history. It's a great place to say, I get to play there.
Yeah, right. It's awesome. It's really, that's right, because Bonnie Raitt played there.
Oh, yeah.
And where the band Morphine came together. Actually, a drummer that we're playing with in a private event tonight, he was involved in, jamming out on the original songs with some of the original members of Morphine at the Plow back in the day.
Yeah, it's so cool to think about the rich history. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to share the two songs that you sent to me after we've heard the description of them. I want to play Linger Like a Ghost first, and then we'll go into Don't Know Why I Love You Like We Do. I can't even read the title correctly. But I'm going to spin these, and I can't wait to hear them. I've only heard them both once through, so I'm going to turn it up really loud here in the studio as we hear from these. These are two songs, everybody, coming up from their new record, which is going to be called, appropriately now, Vagabonds and Angels. Let's start with Linger Like a Ghost. This is Sweet Wednesday, brand new, WMFO.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. drifting through the violent seas like the night before a dream. I was a tiny molecule and you bumped into me. That was when the air was full before the lightning made a change. Funny how within the time so much can rearrange. And I don't know, now I can't speak of the lines that hold us close. You left no fossil in the wall, but you linger like a ghost. I wandered through a snowflake storm. I was lost in the higher woods, stumbling over unfamiliar trees and rocks and roots. I heard a sound come from a cave in the frozen mountainside. You were drawing on the wall in the colors of your tribe. You put some charcoal in my hand, let me draw all that I could. Then you made a fire out of old discarded wood. Told me tales about the beaver and the red and glowing fox. Your child slept within the cave, awakened at the dawn. And I don't know, no, I can't speak of the lies that hold us close. I felt your spirit lead me home, where it lingers like. Scream for me, the walls on fire as the rocks came crashing down. The city crumbled as we ran for a gully by the town. You said the tyrants act in fear, an iron fist on what they have. But we won't be silenced by the fighting and the blast. I don't know, no, I can't speak of the lies that hold us close. I see your eyes under sapphire skies, how they linger like a ghost. And I don't know, no, I can't speak of the lies that hold us close. Voices climb the air in song, where they linger like ghosts.
I love you like I do. She sings to me in come and she'll dance a jig and rhyme. She says, I don't know why I love you like I do. And I do. And the moon comes down and warms me to my soul. And the sunlight surrounds me as we move beyond control. Yeah, we do. Aphrodite, Juliet's sad smile. I don't know why I love you like I do. Your spirit shines like jewels floating over Rubicon. And I don't know why I love you like I do. And I do. And the moon comes down and warms me to my soul.
WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. It's about 10:28 in the morning. We just heard two new tracks from Sweet Wednesday, and I want to bring them back in because I have something to say to them. Hi, Dave. Hi, Lisa. You there?
Yeah, hi.
Okay, I want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to me good, all right? Look, you know that I know you. We know each other, and, you know, I love you guys, but look it, I'm so proud of you. What we talked about for each of those two songs, like I could hear the synth, Dave, and I could hear the spoken word, you know, in Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do, and just the production quality. What I'm trying to say is it was just terrific, strong tracks. Congratulations on that. It's really, really good stuff.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Really loved it. I agree with you now. They're done. Don't touch them. If you touch them, I'm going to become angry, and nobody wants that. But really, I hope you love them as much as I do. I'm sure that the listening audience did. And it's even more important now for everybody to go and see Dave and Lisa, Sweet Wednesday. Upcoming next Saturday, the 25th, a noontime show at the Bar Inn with Emily and Lily and the Sunday residency at the Plow and Stars. Such a cool thing to have, like we talked about. You're back there on Sunday, July 10th. With Mike Hastings. So excited for you guys, and I really appreciate your wanting to share this new music with us here at WMFO. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much, Mike.
All right, really so go ahead. I'm so verklempt now. I can't even talk to you.
Good. It means a lot to us. We haven't shared it with very many people yet.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I listened to them, you know, through, you know, just to test them when you sent them to me, make sure there's no problems. And I heard them through, but, you know, it's in the middle of being in a busy week and everything. And just with these great speakers, you know them in the studio, just blasting and getting to listen to them after you told me about them. I just love them. Again, congratulations. Again, thank you so much for coming in. And, you know, now that WMFO is letting people back in, you better come back and play live with us. When the record comes out, you know, please come visit us again.
Oh, yes, we would love to, definitely.
I would love that as well. And I can't wait to hear the rest of the stuff on this record.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Sweet Wednesday, everybody. So great. Such great stuff. Thank you so much. And we will talk soon, okay?
Okay, awesome.
All right. Bye-bye, you guys.
Bye, Mike.
Bye. All right. Jesus, that was great. I mean, I know them, and I love their music, but that was really strong. Am I crazy? That was just terrific. So I hope you liked them. We heard Linger Like a Ghost, and we heard Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do from the forthcoming album from them called Vagabonds and Angels. Okay, at 10:31 in the morning, I've got the next new noise. It's from my favorite band from New Zealand called The Beths. And they're just a cool power pop band. They've got a new record out called Expert in a Dying Field. This is a single, the first one I've heard. New noise from The Best. This is Silence is Golden at WMFO.
Silence is golden, it's golden, it's golden.
WMFO, 10:46 in the morning. I'm Mike. How are you? Let me tell you about that short set that we did. I'm talking too fast. All right, start off with new noise from my favorite band from New Zealand, The Beths. They have a brand new record, Experts in a Dying Field. That was Silence is Golden. Boston's own Atlantics. Perfect Stranger, nice little syncopated number there. Always loved that. I remember like Kid Mike with the record cover, like listening to that record. I always loved Perfect Strangers. The Tubes, dedicated to our friend Christopher Johnson. Loved them as well. Favorite album of mine, The Completion Backward Principle. Think about that, but be careful. It might make you dizzy. That was Mr. Hate. And Bram Tchaikovsky from 1979, Strange Man, Changed Man. That was Girl of My Dreams. What a classic, great track that is. All right, at 10:47, expecting Kirsten any time now, who's going to take over with something about the women at 11. I'm going to play the new noise for you right now from Boston's own Daylilies. Brand new single for them called Ode to TV, WMFO.
Yeah. action. I always end up feeling so insignificant. Suddenly my spirit has shifted. This I cannot measure.
Hi there, it's WMFO. It's Mike and Kirsten, who's putting on her headphones and saying...
Hello. Yeah. Good morning, sunshine.
That's the right thing to say. How are you doing,
Kirsten?
Yeah,
it's kind of warming up out there. Yeah. I know that it was a little cool when you came in, and the sun is coming out.
I know. It's supposed to be like 72 maybe, but that's nice.
That's going to be perfect for Arlington Porch Fest.
Which I'm going to, and you are too, right?
I am. I'm going to ride my bike over there.
I am trying to make it over there by noon to see Speed Fossil, who I'm going to play as the last song before as we switch seats. I can't wait to see them. Little Billy Lost is also there. I'm going to see them at 3.
And Lonely Lisa.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And then tonight I'm seeing Sal Baglio and his all-star band. And
I'll
you're
be
seeing...
at the Burin with Peter Parcek and Danielle Moralia.
We got it covered.
Yeah, I think we've got people at Zulu's and Back Porch Carousel. So all the good shows are being attended by our DJ friends.
Well, that's the way it should be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, so what's going on with you and something about the women today?
Well, I am actually going to start out with a song by Sweet Wednesday, and I'm hoping that maybe after I play that song, you might stay on mic and talk to us a little bit about your interview, because you had such a great conversation with Lisa Houseman and Dave Fox. So if you have like an extra 5 or 10 minutes, I guess,
but I'm going to be late for Speed Fossil. But for
that's right. You just said that. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, but I'll do it for you. I mean, you're Kirsten.
And our listening audience. One song, we'll talk about it, and then you'll be out the door and like...
All right, fine. All right, so I'm going to play Speed Fossil. It's brand new from their record, which is just a great record called Anesthesia. And they released a video for this, too. I think you really like it. It's called Ragdoll, and with Ragdoll, I'm going to say see you later. If they let me, I'll be back here next week at 9, and yada, yada, yada. And I'll stick around and talk about Sweet Wednesday, because they were just wonderful.
Okay, we'll just ask you for the 3 highlights.
Fine. All right, here's the new noise from Speed Fossil. It's Ragdoll. I'm Mike, and yeah, all right, that's enough. Fine. Okay, bye.
Plaything, she's just a toy. Can't you see that you're wasting your attention playing with the little girl?